J.S. Bach never wrote an opera, but the drama and storytelling embedded in his roughly 200 surviving cantatas often have something of an operatic quality. And just as Mozart's sense of operatic drama found a sort of second platform in his piano concertos, Bach's sense of theater makes great source material for concertos. Coming up, Albrecht Meyer, the principal oboist of the Berlin Philharmonic, draws from a cantata to create a new concerto by Bach. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from Classical Radio Boston 99.5 WCRB, a part of WGBH. While his day-to-day working life involves navigating the most demanding orchestral scores of the last 200 years, Albrecht Meyer's musical identity is rooted in Bach. That aspect of his life took tangible form in 2010 when he released Voices of Bach, and you'll hear part of that recording later on. Also on the program today is the cantata number 127, Herr Jesu Christ war Mensch und Gott, or Lord Jesus Christ, True Man and God. You'll find a translation of that piece by visiting our website, classicalwcrb.org, where you can also hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. For now, here's one of my personal favorites in works by Bach. It begins with a light gossamer voice, followed by a majestic middle section in six voices, then turns troubled and tumultuous, but very gradually transitions to a position of steadfast solidity. Here is the Fantasy in G Major, performed here by Hans Fagius on the Bach Hour.
Thank you.
That's the Fantasy in G major, or as Bach labeled it, the Pièce d'Orgue, performed by Hans Fagius. Like that organ fantasy, Bach's Cantata No. 127, Herr Jesu Christ war Mensch und Gott, or Lord Jesus Christ, True Man and God, uses contrast to build a sense of drama. But now the contrast is both musical and symbolic, as Bach explores the dual nature of Jesus, both human and divine. It begins with a chorus that weaves together two chorales. One, sung by the choir, is a 16th century hymn that asks for mercy. The other is a German Agnus Dei tune that emerges only through the instrumental texture. But it's a tune so familiar to Bach's audience that he could have counted on them to recognize it. That musical weaving results in a thematic weaving. The imagery of Jesus' death is placed side by side with a gospel reading in which a blind man asks for mercy and is healed by Jesus. The tenor then narrows the focus to an individual believer and the hope that when he or she dies, Jesus will be there. The words to describe death are terrifically graphic. When everything shudders at the last hour, and when a cold death sweat bathes limbs already stiff, when my tongue cannot speak other than through sighs, and this heart breaks, enough, that faith knows then that Jesus stands with me. The soprano expands on that hope, singing, I am unafraid of death because my Jesus will awaken me again. Musically, death is expressed through a simple series of repeated notes, creating an amazing sense of stillness. Stillness you hear is then interrupted by the bass soloist who sings, when one day the trumpets ring out, then think of me well, my God. And clearly Bach couldn't resist the temptation to drive that point home with an actual trumpet. And as this movement continues, it transforms. Lyrical passages based on the chorale tune from the first movement join with these forceful trumpet statements to create a vision of trust in both the comfort and the strength of belief. Here's the Cantata No. 127 with soprano Dorothy Mields, tenor Jan Kaboff, and bass Peter Coy. They're joined by Collegium Vocale of Ghent and their director Philippe Herrevega here on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
sich zur letzten Zeit entsetzet, und wenn ein kalter Todesschweiß die schon erstarrten Glieder netzt, wenn meine Zunge nichts als nur durch Seufzer spricht und dieses Herz erbricht, genug, dass da der Glaube weiß, dass Jesus bei mir steht, der mit Geduld zu seinem Leiden geht und diesen schweren Weg auch mich geleitet und mir die
Thank you. Ernstens die Posaunen schallen. Und wenn der Bau der Welt mit vielen niemals festen zerschmettert, wird zerfahren. So denke mein Gott im Besten, wenn sich dein Knecht einst vor's Gericht stellt, kann die Gedanken sich verklagen. Fallest du allein, o Jesu, mein Fürsprecher sein, und meiner Seele tröstlich sage, fürwahr, euch sage ich, fürwahr, euch sage ich, fürwahr, euch sage ich.
In his notes for this piece, the late Craig Smith of Boston's Emmanuel Music wrote that Bach's Cantata 127 is so removed from the norm of either religious or operatic music of the period that it's hard to understand where it came from. There's simply nothing in German Lutheranism or in any other religious tradition to prepare us for ideas as complex and all-encompassing as those presented in this work. This performance of the Cantata 127 featured soprano Dorothee Mields, tenor Jan Kaboff, and bass Peter Coy. They were joined by Collegium Vocale of Ghent and their director Philipp Herrevega. Albrecht Meyer is the principal oboist of the Berlin Philharmonic, and he grew up with Bach's music, both in his earliest days of taking piano lessons and as a member of a boys' choir in Germany. In his position with the Philharmonic, he plays every kind of concert music imaginable, but he always hears Bach's music at the root of it. For his recording entitled Voices of Bach, Meyer worked with Andreas Tarkmann to create new concertos by Bach. Here's one of them, drawn from the cantata number 209, He Knows Not What Sorrow Is. Albrecht Meyer performs on the Oboe d'Amore and directs the English concert.
Thank you.
movements from Bach's Cantata No. 209 form the basis for this concerto for Oboe d'Amore, created for oboist Albrecht Meyer. He was the soloist and director of the English concert. And here's another recasting of Bach's music. This is the viol consort Fretwork, with their transcription of a gentle prelude on the chorale Dies sind die Heiligen Zehn Gebot, or These Are the Holy Ten Commandments. A gorgeous little prelude by Bach on the chorale These Are the Holy Ten Commandments, originally for organ and performed here by the ensemble Fretwork. Remember, if you'd like to hear this program again, just visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.